This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The Daily Mix Show presents the most popular radio game on this side of the speaker. Let's play Beat Mix.
Beat Mix, don't be a loser. Beat Mix, you're a loser.
Who's ready to beat Mix? I know I sure am, because we made it. It's Friday. I'd rather fist than jump, I think.
What?
Go off.
Just saying. Let's get to Chris from Stanwood. Chris, are you there?
Yep.
I'm Sarah, your host, and it's time for you to get out of here, Steve.
All right, bye-bye.
For those playing at home, Chris has 60 seconds to answer 10 questions. You can pass all you want, but you only get 3 guesses per question. Are you ready?
Yes.
Yes. Bob Barker was best known for hosting what game show?
The Price is Right.
You know it. What city would you find the landmark, The Bean?
Pass.
Jacoby Brissett is the current quarterback for what team?
Pass.
What kind of baby animal is Mudang from the Thailand Zoo, who has become a current internet sensation?
Pass.
Beginning with S, what is the real first name of Fergie?
Man, these are tough today. Let's start with Sarah.
No, I wish.
Pass.
What president is on the $20 bill?
Was it Franklin?
No.
Well, I wish I had one. I could look at it. I don't know.
What is the name of the movie where Drew Barrymore plays a woman in Hawaii who loses her memory?
50 First Dates?
Yes. How many pecs equal one bushel?
4.
Yes. 5. Kirstie Alley played Rebecca in what sitcom?
Cheers.
Yes. I'm going to give it to you, Chris, for sure.
It's Friday.
Right.
Man, it's a lot harder to play on the phone than in the car.
It's a little nerve-wracking with that timer,
golly.
Right? But you ended up getting 4 correct.
Those were hard. This was the hardest round of the day, I believe.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, yeah, I thought he was just, you know, going to be real bad there for a second. But then he kind of picked it back up. But let's see if they're hard for Steve. Are you ready?
Yes! Yes! Yes!
Bob Barker was best known for hosting what game show?
Price is Right.
You know it. What city would you find the landmark, The Bean?
Oh, we've been there.
Chicago.
Yes. Jacoby Brissett is the current quarterback for
New
what
England
team?
Patriots.
You know it. What kind of baby animal is Mudang from the Thailand Zoo, who has become a current internet sensation?
It's a hippo, right?
Yes.
Yes.
Beginning with S, what is the real first name of Fergie?
Fergie?
No. No.
Sandra?
No.
You said S, right?
Yes.
Stevie.
No. What president is on the $20 bill?
Oh, crap. I don't know. Is it, no, Washington?
No.
Hamilton?
No.
Roosevelt?
No. What is the name of the movie where Drew Barrymore plays a woman in Hawaii who loses her memory?
50 First Dates.
Correct. How many pecs equal one bushel?
How many pecs?
Mm-hmm.
Eight?
No.
Six?
No.
Nine?
No. Kirstie Alley played Rebecca in what sitcom?
Cheers.
Yes. And with that, Steve, you got six correct, which is a win, 6-4.
Yes.
Sorry, Chris.
Dang it.
Have a great weekend, Chris.
He is not human.
If you continue to play that clip... ridiculous. Because you got six correct. It's not like amazing.
Do any of you guys know the bushel and a peck song?
I have no idea what a bushel or a peck is.
I love you. A bushel and a peck. And a hug around the neck. Sarah, I'm impressed.
Thank you.
What does it even mean?
I have absolutely no idea. I don't really know why four pecks equal one bushel.
Mm-mm.
But it does. So there you go.
Oh, no.
I love you, a bushel and a peck.
Okay, I'm good.
Thank you.
Yeah, it's a musical. Yeah, of course I know that.
From Guys and Dolls?
Yep. Mm. Beginning with S, what is the real first name of Fergie?
Sophia, I don't know.
I don't know some of the names you said, Steve, but it's Stacy.
Stacy.
Mm-hmm. And then the president that's on the $20 bill, Mr. Andrew Jackson.
Aha.
Mm-hmm. You still won, though, Steve, somehow. Congrats.
KISW presents the Halloween Hullabaloo on October 13th at the Showair Center in Kent. We've got Godsmack coming to town. Hailstorm is coming along as well. And those tickets are on sale at KISW.com. In this room, we love a simple question. And we have a simple question for you right now, Rockaholics. But we need you to pick up the phone and call in now. 206-803-ROCK. We promise it is a simple question. 206-803-ROCK. We will ask you after Aerosmith.
The Daily Mix Show.
Amazon is trying to get back into the good graces of their hardworking employees. And they say that they're raising pay for more than 800,000 warehouse and transportation workers. They're bumping wages by at least $1.50 per hour. And get this, they are offering everyone free two-day shipping.
So they're giving everybody a prime, basically?
Yes.
No, you think they're doing this to try and save face? Because I think a lot of people are giving them a hard time because they're telling everybody that they need to go back to work.
Exactly.
Yeah, so like, oh, let's get some positive PR out there.
Yeah, like we're going to turn this around and spoil them rotten with free two-day shipping.
Nice.
So this leads us to want to ask a simple question of our Rockaholics. And that simple question is this: what is the perk of your job? We'll start with Chris in Smoky Point. Tell us about your work perk.
I work on cars all day. I work at a small little repair shop down here in Seattle, and it's the best thing in the world for me. I get the people come in, they're all worried, their car's not working, and they think it's going to be crazy expensive, and you know, I go through and I find the cheapest, simplest, and easiest solution to get them back on the road.
I feel like people probably have massive anxiety going. I always joke it's like either mechanics or dentists. I don't know what I'm walking in on because I don't know anything about them. So you get so fearful that, like you said, like it's going to be super expensive and all that. Give a plug to your place, though.
Yeah, I've been working on cars since I was about 8 years old, and I understand them a lot better than most people, and I try to find the cheapest, simplest way to get them back on the road. And, you know, I see that smile and I see that happiness come from somebody when I'm telling, oh, it was only like a $40 fix, not a $4,000 fix. And it makes me happy.
That's very noble.
Right on, Chris. Hey, I already asked him.
Brian in Tahuya, what is it that's your work perk?
I work for White Pass Ski Resort and One Ball J Wax Company. And we get free skiing at the mountain. And we also get, at the wax company, I get free snowboard wax.
How often do you wax your board in the season where you get to ski for free or board for free?
Every 3 days or so.
Oh my god!
Yeah, so you get it for free. I'm gonna do it every morning. Just wax it on every morning.
Yeah.
How many days do you usually ski? Down. How many days a season do you usually get up and ski or board?
Over 100.
Holy cow!
Usually. So.
Well, right on, man.
What would you say is your favorite work perk, Steve Miggs?
Honestly, now having a kid, as silly as it sounds, being able to get home before like 2 in the afternoon. You know, on a late day, usually getting home around 2:30. But more often than not, getting home around 1-ish.
Oh, yeah.
And being able to, I mean, credit to everyone who has to do the 9-to-5 thing, man. Because that's got to be tough when you're a parent, especially with a new kid. And you get home and it's basically bedtime. Like the ability to be able to get home, spend from 1 o'clock until 8 p.m. hanging out and playing with my kid is like something I do not take lightly.
Yeah,
I'm
absolutely
so thankful for that. That's the ultimate perk. That and concert tickets.
And I am looking at the southbound traffic, though, and I don't think you're going to get home at that time today.
No, I'll maybe get to see her in time to tuck her in bed.
Oh, wow.
Because it is awful out there right now. What's the top perk for you?
I mean, I think the concert thing is pretty great, you know? But again, like now that I have a kid, I don't go to as many concerts as I used to before having Barrett. But, you know, going to shows is definitely a perk. I love live music.
Oh, absolutely. Especially, dude, I mean, how the ticket prices are. I mean, we don't get as lucky as we used to. Like, you used to be able to get to go to any show. Now it's a little bit more of like fingers crossed. But when it happens, I am definitely thankful, especially like some of these service charges are more expensive than what concert tickets were once.
It's a convenience fee, Steve.
Oh, that's right. Who's it convenient for? The robots?
Yeah.
I don't get that.
No.
Who's servicing me? Because, I mean, if I'm spending that kind of money, they better do a better job. No?
Better up their services.
Danny, what's your perk?
Going to see Green Day twice in a row. Actually, now it's going to be 3 times in a row.
You're going on Monday?
I'm going on Monday. Of course I'm going on Monday.
Oh, my gosh. That's
going
to be a long night.
I didn't plan on it. And then I saw that I got the tickets and I was like, you know what? I got to make this happen. To see Dookie in its entirety and American Idiot again. I may be very tired next Tuesday, guys.
So when you went and saw them in California, did they do Dookie first or American Idiot first?
No, Dookie first.
Is
so they
Dookie
come out
always first.
Yes.
Okay.
I believe they could. I mean, yes. Thank you.
Why
I mean, sometimes
are we like
it's
this?
Number two.
You know,
but
shout out to Green Day for just normalizing the term Dookie. That we can have a conversation where I'm asking legit questions about the term. When did I do Dookie?
Yeah, no, they do Dookie first. it's funny because they come on and they play like their opening song, which is off their new album. And then I've heard it's different in every city, but they just do this like huge inflatable with the Dookie like explosion. And it just says Green Day.
That's awesome.
And he's like, it's 30 years of this album. And then they launch into it and play it from front to back.
Yeah, that makes me feel so old, though, because I remember seeing them on the main stage of Lollapalooza back in the day. They were the first band.
Wow.
And they were playing in support of their new record, Dookie.
Oh, yeah.
And it was like they had 30 minutes and it was just all the great songs off of Dookie. They just bam, 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 bam. And it was amazing.
The 90s were 10 years ago, Steve.
Yes, they were.
I'll stand by that.
This album just came out 5 years ago.
Yeah, it did.
Now, we know that our rockaholics are massive music fans, but do you think you could name a song after only hearing 1 second of the chorus? Prove it to us. And if you do, we're going to hook you up with tickets to see Bill Burr at the EQC Event Center on Friday, October 4th. 206-803-ROCK. We're going to play Hook or Shook at 9:20.
Daily Mix Show presents the Extreme Music Showdown. Let's play Hook or Shook. Please sign this waiver before we continue. Thank you. We'll drop a 1 second snippet of the hook of a song. If you can't name the song, watch out. You're gonna get shook.
It's time to play Hook or Shook. Danny will play 1 second of a hook from a song that he picked out, and you have to guess what it is. This week, we are playing for tickets to see Bill Burr at the EQC Event Center coming up on Friday, October 4th. Good morning to Steve in McCleary. You are playing for those tickets this morning. How's it going, Steve?
Fantastic.
Now, you've got to get both of these songs right to win. The first one, you're on your own. The second one, this is where you can get shook, because a member of our show, chosen at random, will have to get it right for you. And if not, you will lose, and we'll give those tickets to caller 9. Let's see who you're playing with, me, Migs, or Sarah.
All right, the wheels are spinning. Just past Terrence and Sarah's lane. Oh, it's on you, T-Dog.
Oh, boy.
I thought it was going to land on me.
Steve, I believe.
I believe you can do it.
Ready?
All right, Steve, here's your first clip.
Ooh,
let's play it again for Steve. And I can give you a hint.
Lenny Kravitz.
Oh.
My hint was going to be one texter complains about that song every morning to us.
American Woman.
Oh.
Are you the texter?
Nice work, Steve.
Thank you.
Pressure's on me now.
You got this, T-Dog. Oh,
thank you. I needed that pep talk. All right, Danny, I'm ready. that is... Okay, let's play it again just for good measure. That would be the White Stripes, Seven Nation Army.
I do like how... You created lyrics to the part that doesn't have lyrics. You're like, oh, Seven Nation Army.
It's my own special version for Steve.
I mean, it worked.
Steve, congrats. You're going to go see Bill Burr at the EQC Event Center 2 weeks from today, Friday, October 4th.
Awesome.
Now, oh, yeah, baby. Now, if we have talked about something this morning that our rockaholics would like to talk about, then we want to hear from them. So call us up now. 206-803-ROCK. We will check in with the rockaholics after Papa Roach.
The Daily Mix Show. The Daily Mix Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on a required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame,
two more.
You deserve this ice cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
All morning long, we have received text messages and phone calls from our dear rockaholics that we've not yet had a chance to chat with everybody about, but the time has finally come. We are checking in with the rockaholics, and it's brought to you by Muckleshoot Bingo. Call us up now if there's something you'd like to chime in on from this morning's show, or if you've got something on your mind that you just need to discuss with us. 206-803-ROCK.
Someone texted and said, my kid wants a dog, and a few years ago we said that she still wants one when she turns 7. We will get her one. I thought she'd lose interest, but she turned 7 next month. Ugh, I hate dogs. Sorry, I'm not really asking a question. I just need to get it off of my chest, LOL.
LOL. Welcome to the crazy world of dogs.
Oh, that's going to be fun. Yeah, you can't go back on it. Mm-mm. If you made the promise, you got, I mean, that's the one thing. Like, you can't turn your back on that now. You're going to be like, no, change my mind. Sorry, kid.
Oh, yeah.
Teaching a little bit about disappointment now.
Oh, geez. You guys have two dogs, and your daughter also now wants, well, she's okay. Into cats now all of a sudden, yeah?
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
She wants a cat now. And I don't want a cat. I looked at my wife. I'm like, we are never getting a cat. There's a better chance of us getting another dog before we ever get another cat. And my wife's like, okay, good, because I don't want a cat either.
So you're both anti-cat.
We are both. I mean, I'm not anti-cat. Like, I'm not like, you know.
I am.
I don't hate cats. Okay, I kind of hate cats.
Yeah,
I like kittens.
Thank you.
But cats are just not my thing. Like, I know people love them, but I just don't want a cat in my house. I don't want to train a cat. I don't want to be friends with a cat. I don't want a cat sitting on my lap and then digging their claws into my skin.
I have a question. Who is training their cats?
I don't know.
I don't think cats are trainable. Not really, except minus like go to the bathroom in your litter box. But I don't think cats want to be trained. I think, you know, they're the ones in control.
So it all started yesterday because we, you know, you get the Ring cam, you get these alerts. And we thought it was funny because every night at around 1 a.m, there's like a family of raccoons that walk by our driveway and just kind of like check things out and then just keep on going. And it's like, it looks like one of the adult raccoons, and then there's like the child raccoon and the fattest one. I don't know if it's the mom or the dad. I'm not here to body shame, but like they're the heavier set one. And they just kind of like stroll on by. And so we were looking for that video because she likes looking at them.
Aww.
She doesn't want a raccoon, thankfully. She just thinks it's cool that they like check out our house and then keep on going. But last night also, or the night before, set off on the Ring cam was a cat. And the cat did the same thing. And she thinks the cat's the cutest and most adorable thing now. And so now she wants a cat. And I'm just like, you can't even tell on the Ring cam if the cat's cute. So all day yesterday, it was just nonstop talking about getting this cat. She built the cat a bed. She built, this kid made a sign. She's like, Daddy, I made a sign that says no dogs allowed in my room. That way the cat can be in my room. Yeah. And I'm like, okay, that's real funny. You don't know how to write, but cool. So I go up there and look at the sign.
You got to tear her down a few steps. I get it.
I thought that. I didn't say it. These are my inside thoughts I thought I could share with my friends, not with my child. I'm not going to give her issues about her inability to write because she's four. But I go up there. She drew a dog and put a big X through the thing. And I'm like, that's pretty funny. So then I'm upstairs with her. And I was like, okay, I pull my phone out just to kind of, because she wouldn't stop talking about this cat. And here she's just rambling about it.
Now you want a cat?
No. What? Who wants a cat?
Well, I made the only cat room. I don't know if it doesn't have a toddler. I don't know who
is. Is this the cat that you saw on the Ring cam?
Yeah. Well, if it doesn't have a toddler, it doesn't belong to anyone.
Yeah, she's convinced if the cat doesn't have a collar, we can keep it. Because we had to teach her a little thing about, you know, stealing other people's animals. Because she's like, can we just take it and keep it? I'm like, no. If it's got a collar, we got to bring it back to its owner. It might be an outside cat.
Yeah.
That's a good point. What would you name the cat if you get to keep the cat?
Little Fuzzy Ball.
Little Fuzzy Ball?
There we go. So we have a name for the cat as well.
When you said you like kittens, there is a breed of cats called Munchkin cats, and they have like short legs. I'm not joking. They're kind of adorable, and they're not kittens forever, but they have short little legs.
They still look like cats, but just little legs. They're not cute.
They're kind of funny.
Kittens are okay.
I have some ideas for Tatum's birthday from Auntie Taryn.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Munchkin cat.
A munchkin cat.
It's just a regular cat.
Send it off to Springfield, Ohio if you do that.
Look at this. We have an expert on the phone. 206-803-ROCK as we are checking in with the Rockaholics. Chris from Smoky Point, you have trained a cat?
Yes. I have trained all of my cats that I've had over the years how to fetch. And, you know, I had one that would go hunting with me.
What?
That's awesome.
I would squirrel hunt with my cat. And she was the best cat, one of the best cats I ever had. Then I had a bobcat that I had when I was a kid, that he was about the best hunting cat I ever had.
What? So do you put the cats on a leash, or are they just kind of like walking around with you, no problem?
I had one cat that was leash trained, but my bobcat that I had, he would just follow me everywhere. He stayed right next to me, and he knew when I had the gun. We were going hunting, and he would go up, and he would chase the squirrels out of the trees or chase the rabbits out of the bushes and stuff like that, and I would shoot them.
How does one come to acquire a bobcat?
Thank you.
The bobcat store.
Well, I mean, you can buy them from breeders and stuff like that, but they are ridiculously expensive. we were trapping raccoons under a friend of ours' house one year, and we caught a baby kitten. We thought it was just like a regular house cat that didn't have a tail, and a live trap, and my mom wanted to keep it. And we kept it. It didn't want anything to do with us, but we let it loose in our basement, and about 3 weeks went by of this cat living in the basement of our house. It started coming up, and it would come up, and it would look at us, and then after it got acclimated to the house and to us, it was the best cat I ever had in my life.
That's funny. So at some point, you guys had to put two and two together. You're like, wait, this cat that we have in our house is a bobcat.
Oh, yeah. Once he got about the size of a Jack Russell Terrier, and we were like, oh, you know, he's probably not a regular cat.
So how old was he by that time? Like, how long did you guys have him before you started putting two and two together with that?
We had him for about a month and a half. When he started really getting big, his paws were just massive. And he was... He guarded the house. Like, we never had to worry about anybody. Like, if anybody came over to the house, we had to put him down in the basement because he did not like people.
He's a guard cat.
Could you imagine you trying to break into this house, and then you walk into the house, and all of a sudden there's a bobcat just hanging out? Picked the wrong home to break into.
Me and my dad always joked around. We were going to come home, and there's going to be somebody half-eaten in the living room. Just dogs, they bark. You can see a dog. You can hear a dog when you walk up to the house. Cats, they will crouch in a little corner and wait for you to get close enough, and then they pounce.
Well, that would be a life lesson for that burglar.
Wait until Tatum finds out she can have her very own bobcat.
That's not going to happen. So you said munchkin cats have back problems, other health problems. Not a great cat to get.
Oh, well, I take back what I said then.
Yeah, we'll just get you a regular cat.
There are no cats. We will not have a cat in our house.
She's going to be so disappointed.
Well, you know what? Then, before the age of five, she's learning her first valuable lesson of disappointment. There's not a chance in hell. Watch, 3 months from now, I'll be like, guys, you got a cat.
That would not surprise me at all. You're going to be at a pet store, and she's going to be like, Dad, cat? And you're going to be like, yeah.
Yesterday was hard. It was exhausting. All day long, she was talking about this cat. Like, I looked at my wife, I'm like, Sid, I'm losing my mind. I need to go somewhere. I just can't keep hearing about this cat. Because at one point, like, I looked at Tatum, I'm like, is this make-believe, this whole thing? And she's like, what do you mean, Daddy? I'm like, are you make-believe getting a cat? Like, you're not getting a cat. And she's like, no, Daddy, if that cat doesn't have a collar, I'm like, what are we getting? And then now she's like, well, we have to get up in the morning and we'll have to meet the cat. I'm like, the cat's showing up at like 2 in the morning. You think mom or dad are going to get out of bed at 2 in the morning? She's like, yeah, when the Ring cam goes off, go outside and grab the cat. Yeah, this isn't happening.
I like that she's formulated a plan, though. I respect it.
A 5-hour-long plan.
We're playing fantasy football here on the Daily Mig Show versus the men's room. And there's already some pretty fierce competition going on. But there is a fantasy football feud happening out there in the world that led to a bomb threat.
Mm.
You're going to find out why that happened at 9:50.
The Daily Mig Show.
A man by the name of Matthew has pleaded guilty to falsely reporting that his fantasy football rival was planning to blow up Norway and the University of Iowa.
Okay.
So now he's looking at up to 5 years in a federal prison and a $250,000 fine. This is Matthew's lawyer talking about the threats and the punishment.
I'm sure he did not think it was going to go this far. The Norwegian police spent over 900 man hours dispelling this threat. He really is your average Joe. He's very remorseful to the Norwegian government, to the victim in this case, anybody else that may have been hurt. And obviously he's grown up a lot in the last few months, and I think he'll grow up a little more on the 15 months of home confinement too.
Whoa.
Oh, yeah, that's a lawyer that has your back right there. Because I'd be like, Dad, he's a dumbass. I mean, there's really no excuse otherwise. I mean, how far are you getting pushed that you think, okay, I'm going to go throw a bomb threat no matter what it is?
That's insanity.
Especially because of a dumb thing like fantasy football.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, it's spoken from someone who hasn't lost yet at fantasy football.
Wow.
We would never do something like that because we're just dominant performers.
Yeah. I mean, the men's room is just getting crushed.
Yeah.
They're having a rough go. But it was a long season.
I mean, you hear something. It doesn't say if this was like part of the bet or if it was just because they said that they don't know exactly what led to this. And are you arguing with someone and you got that mad that you... But why would you call a bomb threat to Norway and then the University of Iowa?
Like taking a joke insanely too far? I don't know.
Unless you're hoping that the whole thing, I can't wrap my head around that because you're just an idiot.
In all the fantasy football years you've participated, have you ever won?
No, I've made it to the finals once. And I would have won if I, well, part of why I got to the finals is I didn't give an F and I didn't do anything with my team. But then come the last game, there were a couple guys that got injured or for some reason weren't playing. And if I would have just maybe spent 5 minutes, not even, maybe 30 seconds just swapping a couple people out, I lost by just a little bit. I had a couple like studs that were just crushing it just by luck. But yeah, how about you?
Never won.
No.
I've been like dead last a couple times though. So Sarah, I feel very lucky that we're partnered up this year. It's great for you.
Well, I'm nervous because I didn't realize that like we had this. So our fantasy football league against the men's room, it's whoever's the worst team at the end of the week has to go on the other show and like either play like Big Dummy or for us, beat Migs or has to do something on the other other radio show. Right.
Yeah.
But now we have an added wrinkle to it that whoever loses outright at the end of the season, who comes in last, either our show or their show, not the teams, but like collectively our show or their show, we have to get dressed up at the Halloween hangover ball.
Halloween hullabaloo.
That too.
Well, we got to come up with some costume ideas then, I guess.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
We get to dress up the men. If they lose, we get to dress up the men's room.
Well, I saw what Ryan Castle's suggestion was, and I'm a little concerned about that because he's our boss.
What? Oh, can we say it on the radio?
I mean, he wants us all to dress up like ding-a-lings.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
For a stage announcement.
No, not for the whole time, just for a stage announcement?
I think for a stage announcement. Like those blow-up ding-a-lings.
Would they have like a fan in it?
Yes. I believe it's those ones.
Fluffing them up right? A little bit, you know?
I'm in. You know what? I have confidence in us. Buoy buddy.
You know what? If you're in, I'm in, buddy.
Yeah.
Wait, in that you guys are going to win or in that you guys will look really cute dressed as ding-a-lings? No,
we're agreeing to dress as ding-a-lings if we come. Oh, crap. We have, but it also, if they're a factor in this as well.
Yeah.
Oh, we're effed.
I think Taryn and I would rock that outfit.
Yeah.
No, it's not about who looks good in a ding-a-ling outfit. I don't want to wear a ding-a-ling outfit on stage.
We're saying we're dominating it and your team sucks.
Yeah, like I'd be in for it because, oh, we're not going to lose.
Right.
Oh.
And then there's us.
But it's going to backfire because we'll agree to this. And next thing you know, the four of us idiots are up there dressed as you-know-what-skis.
Yeah, and then remember after like the entire whole season, whoever, whatever show loses has to ride the bull at Cowgirls.
Okay. Oh, that's too.
So there's a lot in this fantasy football thing, so you better start paying attention.
You know, this whole bomb threat thing, that I'm kidding.
it still
sounds like a bad idea. I don't even want to jokingly say that.
Well, let's go touchdown tacos.
From bomb threats to dong threats.
I love it.
An iconic fast food place that we had never even heard of until this morning is coming to the state of Washington. Yeah. We're going to tell you all about it during the Daily Migs download after Måneskin.
The Daily Migs Show.
Knowledge is power.
So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
Hey, big win for your Seattle Mariners. Oh, first of all, the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law.
Oh, yeah.
I was just props. Getting super excited because the Mariners won yesterday afternoon, beating the New York Yankees 3-2. That felt good. And what also feels good, I know, here I am again, two games out of the wild card spot. Someone texted in saying there's like a 5% chance of the Mariners making the playoffs, which means that there is still a chance.
Yeah.
They're back at it now. They got a big road trip, six games. Started off tonight in Texas, taking on the Rangers. So let's go. Let's go. Big weekend for Seattle sports.
Yeah.
Everything's going on, man.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers is expanding into Washington State, and they've got plans for 10 locations in the greater Seattle area. Danny is fired up and told us all about it earlier today. This chain is known for its steak burgers, hot dogs, fries, and frozen custard. And this comes to town right at the same time that we're getting other chains like Raising Cane's and Voodoo Donuts, fast food.
When are we getting a White Castle?
That might have to be next. Would that be your like first round draft pick to bring to town?
Ooh, I don't know. No. What's that, the vegan slut place?
Oh, is that the one in Vegas?
Slutty Vegan.
Slutty Vegan.
Yeah. In Dallas.
Or Dallas, excuse me.
The
yeah.
Slutty Vegan, man. Whether you're a plant-based weirdo like me or not, I mean, we went with meat eaters and they enjoyed it as well. That place is awesome.
I'll try it.
And it's got a great name, the Slutty Vegan.
Yeah.
Yeah. Speaking of food, I think your daughter Lily might be excited about this, Danny. I don't know if you want to tell her because she might then take advantage of these opportunities to eat as much Olive Garden as she wants.
God.
Because apparently for years they've refused to do any kind of delivery stuff. They didn't even work with any of those, like, you know, Ubers or DoorDash or any of those kind of places. Well, they've now partnered up with Uber to offer delivery at select locations, letting people enjoy their favorite dishes at home. It all starts later on this year, and it's going to hopefully be available for everyone by May of 2025. But one sad news for people, because, of course, everyone loves their breadsticks. For some reason, it won't include their breadsticks. Unless it was just saying not unlimited, but of course it wouldn't be unlimited. Like, what, are you going to have the car come over every 5-10 minutes?
Is it even Olive Garden if you're not enjoying a breadstick?
I wonder if it's because, like, they can't ensure how, like, warm they would be.
Yeah, I wonder.
Or something.
Because it says it won't include Olive Garden's popular unlimited soup, salad, and breadsticks. Does that mean that they won't offer the soup, salad, and breadsticks, or they're just not going to give you an unlimited amount?
Either way, those are the big three for me at Olive Garden. Like, I got to have that.
Because I know when I've gotten, like, you know, Red Robin to go, of course you're not going to get bottomless fries. You can't, like, but they'll give you an extra amount of fries, which is the way that's their workaround. But anyways, enjoy yourself some Olive Garden.
The WNBA is expanding to Portland with a new team set to begin play at the Moda Center in 2026. This will be Portland's second WNBA team after the Fire.
I forgot they even had one.
They folded back in 2002.
Oh, that's why.
Then the other two expansion franchises will be Golden State and Toronto.
That'll be fun for a little rivalry between Seattle and Portland.
Absolutely.
Oh, do you think they're going to go with the name The Fire, or are they going to try with something else since that didn't work out all that well? It's not like it had, like, a storied history like the Sonic.
Now, I think they could probably have a different brand.
Hey, we're going to have to say goodbye. Speaking of food, say goodbye to a true institution, China Harbor. The place that's right on Lake Union. It's been around since 1994, and they're shutting down due to, like, labor shortages, inflation. The pandemic kind of took a knock out of them. Also, I think it's been the funniest thing is looking on social media, how many people are like, I've never been to this place.
I've only drank there. I never ate there.
Back when I worked with the Andy Savage Show, Andy loved going there. And we would go there all the time, like at least once a week. And I always laughed because nobody else was in there. And I'm like, this place has got to be like a front for something.
Oh, no.
Like, it's just, how are you able to get by? Like, we're going during lunchtime and we're the only customers. But the food would come out like in 10 seconds. And that also blew my mind. Like, I'd get, like, you know, orange chicken, and all of a sudden, like, they'd leave and they'd come back and it's already on my table. I'm like, how is this happening?
It's a magical place, Steve.
It was a magical place. And apparently there was a downstairs pool.
I did not know that.
I don't know why, but there was, like, I guess it was, like, it used to be like a fitness place or something along those lines. And there was a pool downstairs.
For humans?
Yes. No, for the food that they're gonna cook.
I mean, you never know. They might be, like, catching fish fresh. Or something?
I don't know. But I was kind of getting a chuckle out of how many people were commenting about, like, never been there. How did this place even exist for as long as it did? But it did.
Historical.
Hey, as far as weather, we're hitting a high of 67 degrees. It's going to be cloudy today. The DMD is brought to you by Jersey Mike's, a sub above. And that's what's up.
Our friend Ryan Castle is up next with the Morning 12 Pack.
The Daily Migs Show.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.